following is a presentation of Inspire Church of Skagit Valley.
Our theme in this series, if you're new, you'll hear this for the first time. If you're not new, you'll hear it for the umpteenth time. And that is our series, The Arts of Spiritual Conversation, is all about building bridges to end our relationships so that those relationships can walk across and find Jesus. Our purpose here is simply to continue move our church toward Easter. How many of you know Easter is the biggest event on the church calendar? Where would we be without Easter and the resurrection? We talk about the cross, but it's really about resurrection. And it's so incredible. We'll talk more about that as we move on. But building bridges with those around us. And we started, first of all, with the base. The base was praying and loving. If we want to build a relationship with anyone, it's not going up and grabbing them by the lapels and shaking them senseless. You're going to go to hell. That's probably not a good entrance. Okay? The thing we need to do is begin to pray and love on those people. We pray for them, and we do our best to do acts of kindness for them. The first one we really talked about was the whole area of noticing first. We have to notice that there's people around there. Jesus noticed Zacchaeus as he was walking through the crowd. Jesus said to us, "Lift up your eyes. They are already white unto harvest." So there's a noticing aspect. As we notice, then there's a praying and loving that must take place. Last week, we talked about the importance of questions and listening. They serve as our ramps that move in to help us move toward developing that relationship even more so that we can walk across and tell them about Jesus. It's learning how to ask the right questions. It's learning how not only to ask the right questions, but how many of you know if you're going to ask questions, you better learn how to listen. Turn to your spouses and say, "You need to learn how to listen." No. Probably shouldn't go there, should we? Anyhow, that's what we're talking about. We talked that last one. We talked about listening. And I used the phrase that a number of you wrote on your Connect cards. And I want to reiterate, those Connect cards are such a great way to communicate back to us what you're sensing, what you're feeling, what you're hearing, and any needs that you have. And so I'd just like to put that in there. But many of you noted that one of the key phrases that I used last week was listening is loving, that you love that, you grasp that. I want to share that with you again. Listening is loving. Today, we've added the middle section. And the middle section is just simply, finally, the sharing. You're building the ramp. You're gradually developing the relationship. And then you can come to the place where you can share. Wow, I like it up here. "And the Lord said to you today, my brothers." No. Woo, glory. I felt a new anointing up there. But anyway. Excuse me. Just comes over me. Okay. I should get up there more often. No. So we're building toward Easter with encouraging us to have three people that we begin to notice, first of all, that we begin to pray and love acts of kindness. We start asking questions, engaging them in questions, listening to where their hearts are, listening to what's going on in their lives. As we gradually build that base and build that relationship, then the door opens for us to begin to share with them. And yes, I know this is probably the most difficult, most challenging part. Hopefully it can help you just a little bit with that this morning. A famous pastor in the United States, his name is Bill Hybels. He pastors one of the largest churches outside of Chicago, Illinois. He made this statement. He says, "If you really believe in the redeeming and transforming power of God's presence in a person's life, listen to this, then the single greatest gift you can give someone is an explanation of how to be rightly connected with Him." Wow, let that sink in just a moment. The greatest gift we can give someone is an explanation of how they can be rightly connected with Him. Greatest thing is how we can share how they can get connected with Jesus. Once again, there's a gap that exists between saved and those who are pre-saved. There's a gap. How do we bridge that gap? We gradually build a bridge of like this so that we can tell them, so they can walk across and meet Jesus. See, that's what we're talking about. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, "But in your hearts," somebody say hearts, talking about that in a few minutes also, "but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord." So as you are revering Christ as Lord, and literally what we're talking about here is as you are remembering what God has done in you and who Christ is, as you are revering and honoring Christ, always, somebody say always, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. There's the bridge. You're developing these relationships, and so gradually as you're asking the questions and as you're listening, as you're loving, as you're praying, pretty soon they say, excuse me, can you tell me what is this hope? What is going on inside of you? Why is all this? You're different. And they walk across a bridge and they find Jesus. That's the ultimate goal for every one of us. That's our goal. Okay? Let me offer a phrase to you here before we're going to show this video. Offer a phrase. So many times we have this phrase, you need to tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. They got to tell them about Jesus. You got to keep on them like this. I want to soften that with a phrase that I think is so much more appropriate, and that's this. What do you say we introduce them to Jesus? We learn how to introduce them. As they walk across and as that relationship is built, all of a sudden, what do we begin to do? We begin to offer opportunities for them so that we can introduce, so we can share Jesus with them. Let's take a look at challenging a little bit, huh? Let me share with you three really quick points here this morning that I think can help us all. Number one, first of all, when it talks about sharing, we have to talk about this. Love for others must be our motivation. We can't have our motivation be our own agendas to get another jewel in our crown for heaven. We can't let our motivation be a sense of obligation. Well, I've got to tell you, so here I'm going to tell you. Okay? We cannot, must not ever allow any other reasoning or rationale for us to share or introduce someone to Jesus other than our motivation be love. The Institute of American Church Growth reports that almost 90% of all surveyed believers say they came to Christ through a friend or relative who invested in a relationship with them. They began to invest in a relationship. They began to build a bridge. As a result, the people walked across and found Jesus, 90%. You see, as we talked about during our loving art, that we are obeying the commandment to love God, love others. Loving others is the sharing of the hope that lies within us. Listening is caring. Listening is loving, and loving is listening. We talked about that. Let me throw another one out here, and that's this. Love is caring. Can you say that with me? Love is caring. Love is caring. Wait a minute. Love is caring. We care about them. We care about these people we're building a bridge for. We care about that relationship, the friendship. Let me ask you, when you guys get sick, anybody here ever get sick? This past winter has been an interesting one. How many of you get really good recommendations from everybody? See? Usually, they're all well-meaning, well-caring people caring about you. And usually what we want is what? We'd rather have sympathy rather than more, hey, if you apply this, if you drink this, if you take this, if you do this, we'd like some sympathy. Okay? I called my doctor several weeks ago when I was pretty sick, and he gave me this mixture of stuff to drink. He said, if you mix up, it almost made me gag when he was talking to me about it. You know, if you put some clove and some garlic and some vinegar and some water in a blender and blend that up and then drink it, I said, Matt, that sounds like lemon-flavored Drano. You're supposed to be caring for me and trying to help me, not kill me. Okay? How many of you also that why do they put lemon-flavored like Theraflu? Theraflu is junk, no matter what. I mean, it's good, it works, but it's awful. It's terrible. They try to put this lemon stuff in it. But see, it's easier for me to think other than he cared. I want to just focus on this with me this morning. See, the reason or the rationale for us caring is the real, now listen to me, is the real why in the whole process. Now follow me. The caring, the concern, the love is the real motivation behind all of this. Because here's what it boils down to. Here it is. I want the three that I'm focusing on to go to heaven with me. Are you? I want my three. How about your three? Why? What's the motivation? Why the caring? Why the concern? Why all of this stuff? Because we want to see people go to heaven. You're not following me here or something. You need to say, amen, that's right. Okay, we want people to go to heaven, don't we? All right, it sure beats the options. Okay, that's what we want to talk about. And I want you to see the rationale, the why behind this. You see, we don't like to talk about it very much, but let me tell you guys, hell is real. Okay, hell is very real. And not one person on this planet needs to go there. Why? Because God has made a plan. We don't have to go to hell. God has made a plan. And so the real motivation for us here is not to shake them senseless and tell them they're going to hell, but to shake them senseless by saying, simply loving them and saying to them, what? Guess what? You don't have to go to hell. You can go to heaven. And I know the way to get there. See, that's the essence. That's our motivation. That's what we're talking about. Okay, we have, like the video said, we make a lot of recommendations to our friends. We recommend vehicles, we recommend restaurants, we recommend sports teams, like he said. Maybe we should be a little bit more concerned about, rather than where you can get the best deal or whether you can get the best meal, let's be more concerned about how are they going to deal with eternity. See, there's our motivation. Do we build relationships? Yes. Do we still ask the questions? Do we still listen? Yes. But when it comes down to it, what's our motivation? It has to be the fact, wait a minute, I want them to go to heaven with me. I love this. I just saw this past week. A friend of mine, his name is Micah Kruger, and his mom and dad are very good friends of mine. And he said this on his Facebook someplace there. He says, the purpose of my life is to get to heaven. My mission is to take as many with me as possible. Man, that's good. I wish we could let that sink into our hearts this morning. See, love is our motivation, caring and concern for others. We care about them, so we don't want them. I'm just going to talk really, really incredibly honest with you. Can I do that this morning? Here we go. Just us. Recently, and I don't know what it was, but God has really been hitting me really hard with the reality of hell. Okay? I'm not trying to freak anybody out here. But you see, hell is a really long time. Hell is really a bad place. I mean, we can look at all, and I began to research it, and I began to realize, wow, there's a lot of characteristics of hell. There are a lot of things that are, can I just say, they're not good, right? Without going into a lot of the... you're all alone. You're not partying with the rest of your friends. And if you were partying with your friends, you're going to be partying with Hitler. And yoo-hoo! Okay. And then it's the heat, the darkness. There's so many factors in the Bible. And I began to look at that and study it once again, and I was kind of blown away. I'm just being really honest. This is not in my notes. It's just us here. Okay. I was kind of blown away with the fact that the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Everlasting. Okay? That's another word there is eternal. And the word there, eternal, when you look it up in the Greek, means just that. Eternal, forever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever. If you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it talks about those who do not know Christ will be sent to a place that where there is eternal damnation. The exact same word. And I don't know about you guys, but that kind of hit me. It kind of burdened me a little bit. Wow. We have the opportunity as followers of Christ to go to this incredible heaven, but those who do not know Christ go to this place called hell. Wow, I don't mean to get real heavy here, but that kind of, it's still kind of hard for me to wrap my brain around. How about you? It's kind of like, wow, that's a long time. See? And so here's my point I can come back to, kind of, and that is one of the rationale, one of the reasonings that we need to have, guys, for helping bridge gap to people is let them know that God has made a way for them to go to heaven. They don't have to take the other option, okay? Okay, I need to move on, okay? Number two, sharing Jesus meets people's deepest needs. We care. Why? Because we share because we care, And we care because we know that Jesus, when people move into a relationship with Jesus, their lives can be changed. Okay? When we allow them to walk across this bridge and we introduce them to Jesus, we know that they have deep needs down deep inside that can only be met through Jesus Christ. Do you guys believe that? Only can be met through Jesus Christ. I have a stack on my desk of Celebrate Recovery testimonies. And every one of them, they're amazing testimonies of how I found Jesus and I found a new life. I found Jesus, I found new hope. I found Jesus and I found new strength. I found Jesus. It's when they found Jesus that some of the deepest needs of their life were met. See, we share with Jesus because Jesus can meet people's deepest needs. You look around us, guys. Do any people have needs around us? There's hopelessness, there's fear, there's depression, there's discouragement. They need acceptance, they need love, they need belonging, they need peace. And let me tell you guys, the heart of sharing right here, the heart of sharing is that we introduce them to Jesus because we genuinely care about them, but we also know that Jesus can meet their deepest need. So it flows out of that idea. The root or the issue here at the root of every deepest need really is sin. Who has dealt with sin but God through his son, Jesus Christ? Who knows about that? We do. See, I love this phrase by, however way you want to pronounce, Blaise Pascal in 1670. He said, in the heart of every human is a void that only God can fill. Well, think about that, okay? Ecclesiastes 3:10 says it a different way biblically here. It says, I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has also set eternity in the human heart. In other words, this eternity, this void is crying out for God, and God put it there. So there are needs in every human being that God knows about, that that's why he sent Jesus, so that Jesus could meet those needs. St. Augustine was an incredibly rebellious man. It took him a long time to come to know Christ. But once he did, his life was miraculously changed. And he made this statement. He says, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. There are people out there that are incredibly restless, that are going hither and yon, doing so many different things, when all they need to know is who Jesus is. That's our responsibility. Let's review the gospel real quick with me this morning, would you? Let's put that first slide up there. And maybe some of you guys have seen this, but I just want to put us all on the same page here, why we're doing this, the motivation, the caring, the sharing, all of it here. God made Adam and Eve, put them in the garden, and they were one. Sin came and brought the separation between the two. Many times, so often, we find so many people in their effort to try to get to God and their deep heart longings, their deep heart hurts and their aches, but they want to try to get to God. Why? Because there's a God-shaped void they keep trying to search out, and God has put the eternity in their hearts, and so it's all there. So they keep trying to reach God or some relationship with God through good works, religion, money, morality. You can just put just about anything right there that people attempt to try to get to God. That's why, friends, we have to understand that there are not many roads that lead to God. There's only one. His name is Jesus. Well, I'm getting ahead of my point, okay? And so God saw that. God realized that mankind was ever trying to reach God. And so God says, here's what we will do. I will be born as a man. I will come to earth in the next one we see. And next slide. And next thing we know is that Jesus Christ comes and he dies on the cross for us to do what? Hello, he comes to be a bridge. Okay, did you get that? And so that we don't have to continually try to reach God, all we have to say is yes to God. And when we say yes to God, the gap is closed because of the cross. What a fabulous story. You see, we don't have to worry about people going to a hell. They can go to heaven. Why? God made a way. See, it's such a beautiful thought for us to grab a hold of. Let me offer to you one more picture here. And I'm reading this book actually Gabe, your dad, recommended to me. And I just read the first part of it, and he gave me this kind of illustration. It was kind of like, wow, that is really good. See, we often have a distorted view of God. And it's this distorted view of God because we tend to see God, now follow this, we tend to see God through our shortcomings, through our sins. Well, God, if you really knew, God already knows you're a jerk. Yeah, I mean, no. God, if you really know that I struggle with hurts, habits, and hang-ups, he already knows, okay? If you knew that, and so our view of God is distorted by how we view ourselves, really, okay? So we think God sees all that, but see, once again, God made a way so he doesn't see us through our own shortcomings. How does he see us? He sees us through the cross. He becomes Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah, the Lord, our righteousness. He becomes that to us. So all of a sudden, God, rather than see us through our sin, he's seeing us through Christ. Now, here's the other picture I want you to see. Oh, I get kind of excited about this one, okay? Okay, good, okay. All right, let's see. Who can I get? Austin, come here, quickly. Okay, I'd love, you guys will stop sitting up front because I'll use you in illustrations. Come on up here, buddy. I just want you to stand right here, okay? And guess what? You're God. God chews gum. Okay. And I'm me, okay? Now, please follow this, okay? Do I have your attention yet? I want you to see this. You see, my view of God is distorted. What? Because of my sin that's here. Because of my shortcomings, right? I see through my habits. I see God, and he's distorted. He's kind of opaque. He's kind of the view of God, it can't be clear because I see him through my mess and through my shortcomings and my mistakes, right? Listen to me very closely. When Jesus died on the cross, that distance was bridged. So now God is with me, and he's saying, I want to help you with that sin. He's working with me. I can see him close to close, face down, because of Jesus. And so I look back now at my sin, and it doesn't distort my view of God, because God's saying to me, hey, I can work on that with you. Did you get that? Okay, you can sit down. Give me a hand. Okay, thanks, Austin. Yeah. I just saw that picture. The way to victory over my deepest issues and the answer to my deepest needs is not more effort or not even more a contrite heart. It's just trusting in the price that God already paid for me. Already. That's all. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to stand in a certain way. Oh, there. God loves me now. He just loves me. Period. To you this morning, if you've never said yes to Jesus, can I tell you something? He wants to have you come on this side and look at your past and look at your mistakes and look at your failures through his eyes, not yours, and say, I want to forgive you and cleanse you. I want to give you that new future. I want to give you that new hope. I want to do that for you. I want to come to your deepest need, and I will meet you there because that's who he is. See, that's what we're talking about here. Okay, that's the God. That's what people need to hear. No more... Let me tell you guys, people don't need any more condemnation in religion. See, can you go back one slide, Maddie? Those things right there, good works, religion, money, morality, that's religion. I have to do this to find God. We don't need any more. People don't need to hear any more of that. They need to know that Jesus loves them. They need to know that there's you can find a friend in Jesus. They need to know that there's a way that God has made already. Okay, anyhow, let's move on to the last point. Okay, are you with me there? We care, so therefore we share. We help them know that they can deal with their issues. And number three, I love this last one, and it's just so simple. God is worth knowing. God is worth knowing. Turn to the person next to you and say that, would you? Let's just fill this house. God is worth knowing. Anything, anyone worth knowing is really worth sharing. You see, but notice, you have to be, like the video said, you have to be sold on this. You have to be sold. You don't want to recommend a restaurant that you know that is not any good. You know, you want to recommend something that's good. You don't want to recommend a lemon. You want to recognize, as in a car, you want to recommend something that works, that is good, that is solid, that you have faith in, that's reliable. Anything, anyone worth knowing is worth sharing. Common sense says, I've experienced it, so therefore I want to share it. I've experienced God as being hope and joy and peace, so I want to share it. I want to introduce you. I want to walk across that bridge and introduce you to Jesus. Three quick passages as I close here this morning, okay? First one's Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, 45, 46. Two little thoughts are tucked in here. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then his joy, he went and sold all that he had so he could buy that field. Did you get the thought there? Verse 45, he says it again. Jesus talking. He says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything that he had and bought it. What are we saying with those two verses? He discovered that something was worth it. He did everything he could so he could get it. Can I tell you something? God is worth it. God is worth whatever we do, and our friends that we're reaching out to. God, we need to help allow them to understand. God's worth it, guys. God's worth doing all of those things, putting aside this. And you say, well, I have to give up so much. God's worth it. What if he calls me to Africa? God's worth it. What if I have to tithe? God's worth it. God is worth it, okay? Look at the next verse. It's John chapter 4, verse 39. This is a popular story that we hear a lot about. It's called the woman at the well. Quickly, Jesus was at this well getting some water. A woman came in the middle of the day. Jesus said, would you please let down your cup and get me some water? They carried on this conversation. The conversation ensued, had to do with Jesus asking her a lot of questions. And he was listening to her. There's a great illustration in John 4 of this. But he finds out that the husband she was living with wasn't her current husband, and then he goes into this little relationship and this rationale with her and talk with her. She goes away and rushes into the city after Jesus had really read her mail. She rushes into the city. The disciples come. They little interaction with Jesus. But the interesting part about this story is after Jesus' interaction with the disciples, the lady comes from the city. By the way, she was a Samaritan, so therefore she was a little bit of an outcast. Jesus still talks to outcasts. Hello. But anyhow. So she comes back, and she brings the city with her. Something that was so exciting here is she saw something that God was worthwhile. She goes back to the city and says, hey, come and meet this guy. He's reading my mail. This guy's incredible. You guys have got to come and meet him. So they come, and initially, the Bible says there were a number of them that gave their lives to Jesus, began to follow Jesus, and there's so many people that were interested that Jesus stayed in the same city two more days talking to them, and the Bible says that many more people came to know Christ. Why? She just said, found something that was worthwhile. Friends, God is worthwhile. God is worth it. One more story. Get time for one more? Good. Mark chapter 5. I'm not going to take time to listen to you. I should, shouldn't I? Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 20. Jesus heals a man, the madman from the Gadarenes, the guy that came out of the woodwork, and he was all in the chains, and he was naked, and he was bruised. He was rejected. How many know God loves to come to people who are rejected? Anyhow, another little sermon title there. But this guy comes out, and Jesus miraculously sets him free. The chains are broken off. The demons are cast out of him, and he's totally set free. Jesus says to him, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to go into the city and tell them what had just happened. The Bible says, the narrative goes that he went in, told them all about what was happening, and many, many, many people began to follow, and they were amazed. What happened? He found something that was worthwhile. Found something that worked. See, the world couldn't help him. He was cast out, but Jesus could. There were deep hurts, and there were deep wounds. There were deep aches inside of this man's heart, but Jesus met him there. Jesus can heal and deliver. And put us, I love this phrase, that after Jesus touched him, he was put in his right mind. Ooh, I'm not even going to go there with any of us here this morning. But I think that's what Jesus wants to do to us. He wants to come into us. He wants to come into those people that we're talking to and put them in their right mind. You with me? You see, none of these people had any evangelism training. They just had a story. They just realized this was worth it. This God was worth doing whatever it took to find him. Now, can I say to you this morning, God is worth it. God is worth it. Tanya, would you come to the piano? Please. Oh, there she is, yeah. And I just want to close with a couple things here. this morning. Number one, if you're here this morning and you've never met Jesus, can I introduce Jesus to you? Can I introduce the one that can change your life? Introduce the one to you that you can say yes to and your life will never be the same. That relationship will be worth it. Whatever you do, wherever you go, that relationship will be worth it. If you're here this morning, maybe you're here this morning, you've never given your life to Christ. Let me tell you, this morning would be a great day to do it. Great day to say yes to Jesus. If you're here this morning and you haven't, it's been a long time and you know you've kind of gotten away from your relationship with God, today would be a day to say, yeah, I want to get back. I want to say yes for sure. And I didn't tell you about heaven and hell to scare anybody because we don't have to be afraid of it because we have heaven as our option. No one has to fear hell, okay? I don't want to go there, but I'm not afraid of it. The reason I'm not afraid of it is because I know I don't have to go there, okay? This week I have to travel over some call me past. That I'm afraid of. Got to go there, can't. Anyhow, never mind, we'll go there. Are you with me? See, and so number one, if you've never said yes to Jesus, make that decision today. I'm going to say yes to Jesus Christ. I'm going to give my life to Christ. The Bible says if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of all of your sins. Listen, and cleanse you from, listen, oh, I'll go back here, and cleanse you from all of your unrighteousness. See, and you can come across and be one with God, be with him. Or if you say, you know, Pastor Bill, I accepted Christ when I was back in Sunday school. I accepted Christ back earlier in my life. And I kind of walked away. Man, this morning's a great day for you to say yes to Jesus. Yeah, get back on the track, back in the pathway here, okay? On your connect card, and here's where they can really, really be a big help to us. On your connect card, it has things like that. I want to become a follower of Jesus. I want to recommit my life to Christ. It has a lot of things, has prayer requests, and says my takeaway. Can I encourage you in the next few minutes to just begin to fill that out? Just walk, help us with that. If you put on there, yeah, I'd like to become a follower of Christ, we'll get in touch with you. We'll do our best to help you walk through this transition in your life. Help introduce you to Jesus, okay? If you want to make a recommitment to Christ, we will do the exact same thing. We'll do our best to reconnect you with Jesus. We'll do our best to build that relationship with you and help you in that new relationship with Jesus. Your takeaway, what do you hear God saying to you this morning? Or the last one, prayer requests. We pray as a staff every Tuesday morning, and if you have a prayer request you'd like us to join with you, please write that down. Would you do that? And take time right now. We'll put these in the offering baskets in just a few moments. But take time to do that. Would you bow your heads?
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Inspire Church. For more audio and video content, check out icskagitvalley.org.